tall and elegant, her long black hair as glossy as a bird's wing, swinging down to brush her hot pink miniskirt. A matching bodice showed off just about everything she had, and she had a lot. "Breasts," I said under my breath, qualifying it with fake breasts, wheels on a baby stroller, big tears falling down a baby's face. Poor kid. His face was turning red now as he continued to scream, red and sticky with tears, his misery highlighted by little snot bubbles coming from his nose. "Snot bubbles," I added, glancing indignantly at the parents. Why weren't they doing something?
"There are better things for my life than this," the black-haired woman said in a heavily accented voice.
Russian? Ukrainian? Definitely Slavic. I gave a little shudder at the accent. I was all too familiar with something similar.
"I have him 10 months. Now he is yours. I give him to you. Here is papers. You get custody papers with lawyer and I sign."
"You can't do that,"
the man exclaimed, grabbing at the woman's arm as she stalked off. He had an accent that sounded English, with something else mixed in. I eyed him, intrigued, despite the knowledge that it was far better not to get involved. He was tall, probably a few inches over 6 feet. I didn't like tall men. He also had long legs and broad shoulders. I really didn't like broad shoulders. Worst of all, he had the sort of face that made women stop and stare, all manly stubble and a little cleft in his square chin, and thick-lashed eyes that I personally would have killed for. I really, really did not like handsome men.
"I don't know anything about taking care of a baby,"
the man was saying in an angry tone, his hand on the woman's arm.
"Now it's time you learn,"
the woman snapped with a toss of her thick hair.
"It's too much for me. I have career."
"Nastya, wait. You can't do this to me. I can't afford it right now."
The man started after her as she left. My eyes widened as I looked from the couple to the baby, the latter now fast approaching hysterics, snot and tears dribbling everywhere, his strident crying making me want to cover my ears. They were leaving? They were just walking away from the baby? I looked around in horror to see if anyone else had witnessed this. Weren't they concerned about some insane person grabbing the baby? No one seemed to notice. No one seemed to care. I edged down the bench closer to the baby. I should do something. I couldn't let the people just walk off and leave that poor, angry baby alone. But it was better to not become involved in a lover's spat. That way lay disaster. Right?
Right.
"Hey!" I heard a voice call out, and, to my horror, discovered it came from my mouth. "Hey, you're forgetting your baby." The man must have heard, or realized that he couldn't just leave the poor kid alone, because he turned around and marched back, a furious look etched on that handsome face. I averted my gaze and slid back down the bench, pretending to be fascinated with the sight of my shoes. The baby's cries went up in tone. I took a peek out of the corners of my eyes to see the man was now holding the baby, bouncing it up and down a little, obviously trying to jolly it out of the temper tantrum. The baby, like the man, had black hair and dark eyes, most likely his son. What sort of father didn't even know how to hold his own child? "A very bad man," I told myself, and dropped my gaze again. I would not get involved. It wasn't my problem. He was probably one of those workaholics who had no time for their own children. I scorned those men. The way I saw it, if you made a baby, then you needed to own up to your responsibilities. It was just that simple. I couldn't help but glance up, badly wanting to tell the man what I thought of him. But the sight that met my eyes held me arrested for a few seconds. The man's face was stricken as he held the screaming and writhing child, his expression not one of a heartless father who didn't have time for his child, but a man who was obviously as distressed as the child, and what's worse, had no idea what to do. He looked around.